Want to get?
No, I'm all right.
Okay.
Okay, call the Highlight Rural Fire District Board meeting to order. Just to let everyone know, the meeting's public and it's being recorded. Are there any public comments on matters not included in the agenda? Seeing as how there's none, we'll move on to consent. Are there any items on the consent agenda anybody has an issue with?
No.
Seeing as how there's none, I'll accept a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
JJ? Yes.
Walt?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Okay, moving on to the regular agenda. Item number one, discussion, replacement of the Ray Fire Station. Just a reminder that this is a rolling agenda item. And trying to keep that discussion moving forward. With that in mind, are there any public comments on that agenda item? Seeing as how there's none, I guess.
Yeah, we, if you guys recall, we kind of tabled this roughly this spring, roughly around May, when we ran our RFP for an architect and didn't really come up with anything. And we only came up with one submittal, which was a pretty generalized submittal for an out-of-state company. At that point, we kind of tabled it. So talking with the board chair, I kind of figured since we're through budget, we should kind of bring it back up and kind of revisit it. We don't have much to present on tonight. Kind of my thought going forward is to run this as a monthly agenda item. I was going to visit with a few different departments who has recently done RFPs for architects and actually had some success with people getting back to them. Big Sky just did a RFP for architect for their next station. So trying to do some kind of fishing around for what people are actually getting to be successful. And potentially, you know, if we rerun an RFP again, maybe we just need to look at changing some wording and maybe just call for design of a fire station. I don't know if the concept design threw people off because it wasn't going to be a full project or I'm not sure. So that's kind of where we are. Just to get it back into the pipeline as a regular discussion point so we can kind of at least continue on the path that we have discussed with the board as far as trying to get a design and a model down that we can work with the public on for a couple of years. And kind of last, as we discussed it, was when the bond comes up for sunset for sourdough, looking at if at that time we want to pursue moving forward. But that's kind of where we're at.
Cast a long line.
Yeah.
Or use bait, one
right,
or two, for fishing around. Okay.
So the Big Sky RFP, was the RFP specific for a design then, or an actual drawing, or?
I think Big Sky's, what Chief Meegard stated was it was design, but they are going to very quickly then go into construction following that. So I believe their RFP was just to request the services to design a fire station. And then they would go for RFPs for contractors for construction after that.
So have they already gone before the public with regard to bonding this station, or you know what, how?
So it's kind of unique. So it's part of the Spanish Peaks development in Big Sky. Where the Spanish Peak development is occurring is 5 miles from the two current Big Sky fire stations. So what they have basically made an agreement is that the Spanish Peaks development is going to pay for the building of the fire station. And yeah, then Big Sky will be responsible for basically occupying it.
Yeah, otherwise, everything they were going to build out there wasn't going to have any fire protection to speak of. Or it was going to be like a 10 rating on the...
Right. It was an insurance issue. That
ISO scale. Mm-hmm. And so it motivated developers to do something. Which we don't have that.
Right. We don't have that ability.
So. But yeah, I'd like to see the language of the, you know, their request for proposals. I'm sure when Bozeman built their new station, didn't they?
They did do RFP. So Bozeman, at least the last two fire stations, has worked with Think One Architects locally here. But with the city's purchasing policy, they had to RFP them.
Well, why don't we take a look at the language they used on that?
Yeah.
Cheat and follow, you know, use the same. I don't want to reinvent the wheel here, but.
Yeah.
So did, when they calculated their financing, did they do the financing through their capital improvement budget, or did they have to go out for bonding?
They went out for bond. Okay. The city did, yeah.
So they did the RFP, got a drawing, and then went for, they had that in hand when they went before the public for bonding purposes?
When they went for the public, they had a very general design. They essentially had a concept drawing with no specifics, basically the exterior of a building. Mm-hmm. And I think they just had an architect work that up ahead of the RFP.
Yeah, in my mind, you know, and I thought that maybe we didn't word it correctly. I mean, you know, it seems like, in my mind, that's what we were trying to shoot for, but maybe we didn't word that correctly to have that type of drawing. And, you know, maybe we need to revisit that and possibly visit with somebody.
Yeah, I mean, that's what, you know, we had discussed is, yeah, we're not looking for construction drawings. We're looking for design and modeling that we can present to the public. And then once we get approval through a bond or however we decide to go with that, then request an architect for actually construction drawings of the station.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got to have things, we got to have proposals ready well before the bond expires here. I mean,
yeah, and that's why we figured we should start talking about it again, is so we keep the wheel turning a little bit.
Yeah, let's get the right wording and do it again. Run a new ad, see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Any more discussion? All right, moving on. Fire Chief's report.
All right. So in your fire chief's report, 64 calls for the month of August. Brings us to 505 calls to date since at September 1st. Staffing reports, I'm really happy and proud to say we are making strides and improvement from where we were this spring. Our spring academy, who's, you know, those folks have now been on the ground for several months, have really been doing an outstanding job. Out of the 64 calls we ran in, August. out of 64 calls, our staffing to our target was at 89%, which is really good. If you guys remember, earlier this spring, we were running around the 60%. For that target staffing. So really have made some improvements, which we're really happy to see. Rosters at 48. currently, we're still working to recover from our loss of captains in the last year for command coverage. With the folks we lost to paid positions, we're still lacking. In order for, so we'd run volunteers 7 nights a week, and the expectation is they do 1 night a week, so we would need 7 volunteer captains to really make that work correctly. And currently, we are essentially at 2, I don't want to misquote, 2 volunteer captains. We have 1 very close to promoting, and we have 2 additional in training right now in shadowing. So that'll help. That'll get us up to 5. Dahlhauser and myself have been covering a night a week, in trying to kind of manage the burnout of our day schedules along with that. We have had to basically kick in what we budgeted for was the overtime pay when we're not doing it every week. We're trying to keep it to twice a month. And we really cannot find a volunteer and Chris and I are unavailable, we'll offer it up to our current 3 paid captains, to give them the opportunity to take that. So we're still working on it. We have a couple people targeted to start hopefully in the spring of the training, that will help. And that's of course saying we're not going to lose anybody in the next 6 to 9 months. Still poking with our mutual aid partners to see if there's other options that can kind of benefit multiple areas, but not really getting much for interest and traction on that. So we're still working on it. We're staying at 6 residents living at Sourdough. And then we have 3 living at Cottonwood and 1 at the Ray House. We're expecting, so the Fall Academy has started and there's pretty good interest of living at the fire station in that academy. So our hope is come around the first of the calendar year, our residency program will be at least close to back to being full. Mm-hmm. Non-residents are still doing the day shifts out of this station. Training's still running once a week on Wednesday night. Command training's twice a month since really July until we get snow. Our command trainings have been consisting of wildland fire tactics and simulation. On August 28th, we invited all of our mutual aid and our partners out to participate in a command training with us. Mac Malone organized that. It was really successful. We had mutual aid partners from Fort Ellis, Amsterdam, and Bridger Canyon come. And it was a good night of training. The Fall Academy is underway. So we started 6 new firefighters. Malone and Templeton are overseeing that academy as the instructors. We really had an outstanding recruitment effort for this fall. Templeton, you know, got hired in July and got put into the recruitment as part of his job, obviously, and really did outstanding with it. We had so much interest that we are bringing on 6 firefighters, but then we're going to bring on an additional 3 people just as EMT driver operators. So we're bringing on a total of 9 people this fall. Templeton has really been working good. He figured Catapalooza, which is now a 1-day event, we roughly probably interacted with 70 interested individuals of joining the fire department. We kind of sent them then to our informational meeting, and we had roughly 30 people there. And then out of that 30 people, we held 24 interviews that got us our 6 firefighters. With that level of interest, my question to Reed was, is there enough interest, you know, what I don't want to do is turn away good people if there's interest in joining the fire department. And that's where we added on the 3 EMT driver operators The way the academy has run, been redefined, you know, and now that over 10 years we've been doing these academies, in the fall, to get people to start in September and done before Christmas, we really can't, with the amount of instructors we have, we can't take on more than six, or else it pushes it past the first of the year. So we're bringing on nine, which is good. And then we're still doing what we can for, you know, recruitment inside the fire district. We were able to, the owners of the garage over near the Ray Fire Station are very interested in helping the fire department as they can. So they invited us to a car show on a Sunday morning that we went out and did a recruitment event for. We had a lot of good interactions. I don't know that we, you know, pulled much interest for joining the fire department, but we at least made some public awareness of who we are with that. One thing I'm pretty excited about, and Templeton has done a really good job with this, when he was hired, I basically gave him the direction of, we need to figure out how to improve recruitment at MSU, that, you know, what we're doing has been working, but I think we can improve on it. So he reached out to the Office of Student Engagement and basically asked the question of what we could do better as recruitment. Their recommendation was looking into starting a volunteer firefighter club on campus. And that's kind of what we're exploring at this point. What that club is going to allow us to do is basically be a presence on campus. It'll allow us to go into the dorms to do additional recruitment.
Stay out of the dorms, Nikolai.
It'll invite us to all the events on campus, the different fairs that we're missing, to try to better recruit. And kind of my goal, you know, with the population of the MSU students is, if there's a club for emergency services for the student who is interested in emergency services but doesn't know how to get started, at least they can go to the club and the club can direct them to a fire department, to search and rescue, you know, whatever their interest is. I have promoted the idea to the other volunteer departments around us to make it kind of a joint effort. Like I said, you know, we had 30 people come to our informational meeting. Some of the people who walked away from that just couldn't make our expectation and commitment. That's not to say they couldn't make it for other departments. So trying to make that more of a consortium effort on that recruitment. But hopefully that'll be a good deal for us. Colin, Captain Prado, is really working diligently with Industrial Communications to get our radios reprogrammed so we can join on to the new radio system. If you guys remember, this has been a project many years in the working. And Gallatin County 911 essentially feels they're at a point now where we can start to utilize the system. It's been a rough go of it. There's been a lot of tuning, adjusting, due to problems that the new system has kind of ran through. But we're finally getting to the point where they feel like we should start to utilize it. So Colin's working on getting all of our radios reprogrammed so we can start to do that. Firefighter Lexi Ness, she's been on light duty for several months. It was a non-fire department related injury, so it didn't affect our insurance or anything, but she really wanted to stay involved and help out, but she wasn't able to go on calls because of her injury. So myself, Dahlhauser, and Cheryl have worked with her to basically restart our fire prevention program in the schools. And she has done an outstanding job of getting that back up and running. And I'm really proud and happy to say that, you know, we'll be back in all of our schools in district this October for fire prevention. And that's actually something we haven't done since COVID of 2020. So we're well overdue to get that started. And Ness has really been essential to get that going and take on the workload to organize that. Number 15, I don't know if this makes much of a difference, but I've been appointed to the board of directors of the state fire chiefs to fill one of the combination section positions. I'm not sure what that means yet, but I'll keep you informed. I've also been appointed to sit on the state of Montana Fire Chiefs Wildland Fire Committee. You know, that isn't much as, other than a monthly meeting to update parties in Montana of where wildfire conditions are. I'm still chairing the communication committee with the fire council here in the county. I also got voted as vice chair of the fire council in the last fire council meeting. Dahlhauser is still chairing the training committee. We had a really good meeting with Bindler Billing yesterday to work out some of the kinks that still remain.
I just wanted her to see if it really was a good meeting.
It was
a very good meeting, yeah. And between Chris and Cheryl, I think we're finally having Leslie come down, sit at the table with us, kind of found any of the problems we were still sitting on and found some solutions for them. So I think we got a pretty good feeling that that's finally lined out the way we want it to be.
So there's, looks like there's some money starting to flow over this way then.
There is. We are receiving deposits from them as their billing's going out. There's still, I don't know that we could have ever anticipated the difficulties of working with Medicaid and Medicare. But Chris has some hair left after dealing with those two organizations. And we should. I think we have 40-some pending bills that need to go through those organizations. So Leslie got us lined out on that, so that'll get cleaned up. Other than that, if you guys are interested, we can walk out after the meeting. Our new Type 5 brush truck is done and in service. It's actually made it out on a few calls. I should say it's mostly done. It's operational as a brush truck. We're adding a bumper turret to the front of it, and that has not been put on yet, but everything else is working on it. And on top of that, our old county co-op brush truck, we gave back, essentially. And we took delivery in the last month of our Type 4 wildland engine. It's not quite in service yet. excuse me. Really what we're waiting on is radios and emergency lighting for it. It holds water and it runs. So we can use it, it's just not fully functional quite yet.
How much water is in that?
The Type 4's got 900 gallons. And the Type 5 is 500 gallons.
So these are pickup chassis?
The Type 5, and again, we can go look at it. It's a Ford F-550 kind of dually chassis. The Type 4 is a four-wheel drive International on a two-door cab. So it's a pretty slick truck. Hopefully I can convince between the DNRC and the county to mount a turret on the front of it. It can do a lot. It's very short wheelbase, four-wheel drive with 900 gallons of water on it. It's a pretty good setup. Command 6.5 and Command 6.6 are in service now. Commands have been reshuffled around quite a bit. So Command 6 is now retired as the primary command, and it's getting a plow mounted on it to replace the plow truck that the motor failed on us at the end of last year. And Command 6-3 was the volunteer rig. Colin has taken that over as the maintenance rig, so the volunteers are running out of Command 6-5. Command 6-6 is going to be assigned to MAC as the training vehicle. So those rigs are in service. No injuries, thankfully, in the last month. Everything's in service currently for apparatus. The only thing in the last month, Water Tender 6-2 had an electrical issue, was out of service roughly for 4 days until Colin found the bugs in it. That's what I got.
Any comment on the chief's report? All right. Seeing all there's none. Move on to trustee activities.
So just, I guess, following up on, you know, July was an overactive month, mm-hmm. but it seemed like August was as busy as July. Is that not accurate?
Yeah, so July was, if you remember from my July chief's report, we were dealing with some frequent callers.
Right.
And working with the sheriff's office and connections, mental health services, we feel like we've been able to address one of the situations. There's two different callers that we were dealing with. And as it shows in August, knock on wood, those calls have dropped. The other individual we're still working with, and again have engaged connections, mental health to help them as well. And that seems to, at least in beginning, to make some effect because, again, knock on wood, we haven't been called there as frequently. So, yeah, that's we went from 91 calls in July to 65, 64 in August.
Yeah, 65 still seems pretty hefty.
It is. It's really, for this district, it's the new norm. You know, we're running and have really for this year steadily 50, 60 calls a month. 90 was a lot. I mean, that was significant. But you know, a couple of years where the average was 30 to 40, a busy month was 50. Now the average is 50 to 60, a busy month is 70.
Yeah. We were approaching 2 a day last year cumulatively, didn't we?
Yeah.
On average, nearly.
Yeah. So we finished the year with 675 calls last year. Yeah. And we're estimating we'll probably be around 750 this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've got more customers to serve.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, there's just an increase in population. Mm-hmm. We've now had several hundred unit subdivisions come online, so.
That are in our territory.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And a lot of these people don't know that we're a volunteer fire department.
I'm working on it.
Yada, yada, yada.
Yep.
Okay, anything else?
Well, we can give you some trustees, some more support sometimes at those meetings.
Yeah, you know, I can report more on this. You know, I have been reaching out and getting to some HOA committee or HOA meetings. And luckily, they're all very happy with the fire department, but yeah, they turn into some spicy meetings.
Maybe a trustee can present things a little differently.
Sure.
Than you can.
I'd be happy to let you guys.
From our point of view, from, you know, a customer service point of view.
Yeah. I can certainly let you guys know when I'll be attending them. So far, I've been to Triple Tree, Highlight Ranch, and Green Hills.
Yeah, maybe that would help in recruiting some interest for the new fire station and helping that proposal.
Can't hurt.
Fleshing that out.
Yeah. The more people that we speak with, it's, mm-hmm. you know, it's for their benefit. Yeah, I got a decent fire station there, but we need to get going.
Yeah. I will let you guys know, in the spring, Bozeman, the city of Bozeman, is going to have Fire Station 4 on the ballot. And they are proposing putting that near Billion's dealership.
Mm-hmm. And that's not that far from whatever fire station that is on 27th. Is it 27th Street? 23rd?
The one on Davis, essentially.
It's on Davis?
Yeah. Davis and Oak, roughly.
Yeah, right. It's not that far.
A few miles.
No, yeah.
That's where the growth is, I guess, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it'd be nice if there was some coordination, but, yeah.
I don't think they're interested. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I tried.
Yeah.
There wasn't much interest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'd say, I think that maybe we'd like to support you in a different way that we could do with some of these other meetings that you have.
Yeah. Oh, it didn't make it into my report, but I'll also let you guys know, you know, I was working with Chief Tryon at Central Valley, just of future working relations. Chief Tryon accepted a position with the city of Belgrade. He's now the assistant city manager of Belgrade. So he's no longer with the Central Valley Fire District. Central Valley has hired Lonnie Rash, who got hired as their deputy fire chief, but now there's no fire chief in place. So, and I'm sure JJ is very familiar with the name Lonnie Rash. He's an old Gallatin County person.
We trained him.
Right.
Well, listen to people.
Yeah.
Trained in sheriff position?
No, as a firefighter in the way back.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else? Any announcements? I guess we've got the pancake breakfast, right?
This Saturday.
And
for the record,
7 to 11.
Our alumni, Ellen Harper's mom, died yesterday.
Oh, she did. I didn't actually hear that. Yeah, we were out at their place not too long ago.
Yeah. But she died yesterday.
That's
me making the funny noises. It's the chair.
All right. Some of them, he said, the WD-40.
We'll do a germ. You don't have to do that. Let's go look at the fire truck.
Let's set up our meet. So, 17th.
October 17th is the next. Would be the next scheduled one.
Everybody good with that?
I'll be out of country.
Out of country.
I'm here. I'm grounded.
I should be here. I guess we should check probably with Pete and Justin to make sure we at least have one more warm body.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll have any hot items on the agenda, but it'd be nice to maybe flesh out a little bit more of a discussion on the rails. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah.
I'll fire off an email or text to him to make sure.
Just to confirm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to invite Justin right this moment. It is done.
Are you vacationing? Okay. Meeting adjourned.
Vacation.